This editorial has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, quotes, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the HTML or PDF version at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org. International Review of Research in Open and Distributed Learning, Volume 18, Number 3, May 2017. The title of this editorial is Leadership Notes. The author of this editorial is Dr. Martha Cleveland Innes from Athabasca University. The relationship between higher education and society is under significant review. The value and demand for learning is escalating. Individuals need opportunities for accessible, quality education for life, and new technology and pedagogy allows education to reach learners previously excluded. For Amiralt and Visser, today's technological revolution, with its order of magnitude advances that have left little of common life unchanged, presents an open challenge to the university to once again reinvent itself. Indeed, it could be argued that the pressure for change placed on the university today is greater than any it has faced in any previous historical epoch. Acknowledging the need for change in higher education, former American President Barack Obama touted that, "We will transform our schools, our colleges, our universities to meet the demands of a new age." Those who study and work within higher education are guiding and directing this transformation. It will meet its current and future challenges, not by holding steady the organizational and pedagogical sacred cows of earlier times, but by recognizing and responding to these changing circumstances. As part of the solution, the integration of distributed, open, technology-enhanced learning will come from sound planning and thoughtfully crafted, dedicated leadership. Dedicated leaders are those who embody sound leadership traits and can execute the planning and implementation needed to move in new directions. As higher education undergoes significant reform in response to new requirements as identified above, successful organizations will be the ones with leadership able and willing to respond to the society in which their institution exists. Balter's discussion of leadership identifies the need to foster collaborative engagement among faculty and staff to deal effectively with new pedagogy and the use of technology. He argues that an appreciative leadership approach has the capacity to foster cross-disciplinary cooperation between faculty who are subject matter experts, IT professionals, and pedagogical developers, a cooperation critical to successful implementation of complex technology-enhanced learning. Kahn's discussion identifies a similar context and shares the view that carefully applied leadership approaches are required. A comparison of the more widespread transactional leadership with the newer adaptive leadership concludes cautiously, there may be a need for using both approaches throughout the current reformation in higher education. However, adaptive leadership, like appreciative leadership, operates outside behaviorist views of follower motivation. Beyond carrots and sticks, it allows for more consideration of multiple influences and more individualized, flexible relations during and after the reform process in higher education. Leadership Notes publishes articles that review the implementation of distributed, open, and online education and the leadership needed to do so. Although open to all, many pieces published here come from students who themselves are studying and preparing to offer leadership in a changing education landscape. This is the end of the editorial. The full text of this editorial is available at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org. Goodbye.